text this evening comes from John 8, verses 12 through 20. Hear now the word of the Lord. When Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." The Pharisees challenged him. "Here you are appearing as your own witness. Your testimony is not valid." Jesus answered, "Even if I testify on my own behalf, my testimony is valid, for I know where I came from and where I am going. But you have no idea where I come from and where I am going. You judge by human standards. I pass judgment on no one. But if I do judge, my decisions are right, because I am not alone. I stand with the Father who sent me. In your own law it is written that the testimony of two men is valid. I am the one that testifies for myself. My other witness is the Father who sent me." Then they asked him, "Where is your Father?" "You do not know me or my Father," Jesus replied. "If you knew me, you would know my Father also." He spoke these words while teaching in the temple near the place where the offerings were put. Yet no one seized him, because his time had not yet come. This is the word of the Lord. Christians know they're supposed to follow Jesus. We learn that from a pretty young age if we grow up in the church. And in this passage from John, Jesus says we are to follow him. This past summer at Vacation Bible School at First Federated, the kids learned different phrases about Jesus. And after each one, they were supposed to shout, "Follow him," and point up. For example, if someone said, "God is for you," then we would all shout, "Follow him." And it was helpful, and it was fun. But I think the question that perhaps even some of the kids wonder is why? Why follow Jesus? And that's the question I often ask first. Why? This passage, well, let's get some context. This passage is situated in the midst of the Pharisees' ongoing plot to get Jesus arrested and prove that he is a false prophet. They keep trying to catch him and prove that he is not the Messiah. The text begins with Jesus saying who he is. Verse 12, when Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." This extremely bold statement that Jesus makes about his identity goes right over the Pharisees' heads. And instead of discussing what he says and who he claims to be, the Pharisees begin to argue with Jesus about why his claim is not valid, based on the law. So the Pharisees were trying to disprove Jesus' identity. But let's look at what Jesus says about who he is. Jesus says he's the light of the world. Whoever follows him will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Jesus claims he's the light of the world, and that word, light, in Greek, not only translates as light which issues from the source of life, but also light which gives life. In this context, light means both of those definitions. Jesus did not just come from the Father, he was not just sent, but Jesus is also God. Jesus is not just light issued forth from the source of life, but life-giving light. We follow Jesus because he's life-giving light. When Zach and I were finishing graduate school in Michigan and looking for jobs, I told Zach we had to move somewhere with more sunshine. One winter in Michigan, we went 18 days without seeing the sun. And that was too long. way too long. So the darkness in this world is quite evident, not only by the weather, but the mental and emotional darkness that is in the world. In both my role as hospital chaplain and dialysis social worker, I hear nurses and patients and families often say things like, "This doesn't make sense," when they hear a shocking diagnosis, or That shouldn't happen to anyone. No one should have to die alone when they find out of someone that's passed away in their apartment, alone. For us as Christians, Jesus is life-giving light. And this season especially, we need reminding of the light in our lives. I recently was able to go to Florida to visit my parents, who have moved there permanently now, so it's expensive to go see them. And it's called the Sunshine State for a reason. Their condo is on the fourth floor, and there's a courtyard, and it overlooks the pool. So every day, my dad and I, often throughout the day, would look out over the pool, and we would see if the pool was empty and perfect for swimming laps, or maybe it was too busy and we didn't want to bother. And sometimes we would look down and my mom would be there, still talking to the neighbors when we were waiting to go to dinner. But around 11 a.m., most days when it was sunny, we would look over the balcony, and my dad would say something that stood with me. He would say, "Look at all those sun worshipers." And I'm not advocating that we lay around all day working on our skin cancer, but there is something so basic about our desire for sunshine. We need vitamin D to be healthy, and we even have a diagnosis when we get a lack of it and get depressed. It's called seasonal affective depression, and it's abbreviated SAD. So that's even a testament to our need for sunshine. Because our spirits need Jesus like our mental health needs sunshine. Jesus is life-giving light, and a light we desperately need in our lives. So the reason why we follow Jesus is because he's the light of the world. And I thought about talking about what it would look like to follow Jesus. But I felt like talking about the life-giving light that we have in Jesus was more needed in this time and in this place. Because it's important to remember that while there's darkness, we do not walk in darkness alone. We walk with Jesus, who is the light. And we don't despair the way non-Christians despair when we have Jesus Christ in our lives. We follow Jesus because of who he is and what that means for our lives, both now and later. We follow Jesus because he's the light we need, and our souls will wither the way the plants wither when we put them in a dark room. We follow Jesus because he's our source of life-giving light. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.